It is Eats and Beats Wednesday, and this item got our attention. Dining al fresco on Larimer Square is Saturday night. It's where the restaurants of Larimer Square extend their patios out into the streets, live music. It's all under the stars. And so we were bringing in Capital Grille's executive chef, Larry Bergstein. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Hey, the patio, when the weather is really nice, seems like a tough seat to get. But this Saturday, you guys have plenty of seating out on the patio, which is out into the street.
Yeah. What we do is Larimer Square is closed down on 14th and 15th. And the main street is completely cleared out, and we set up tables, and we have bars and full dining experience outside underneath the lights, which I have to say is one of the most romantic places to be in the city of Denver. And when you think about dining, I mean, you know what? It's the middle of the summer. Why are you going inside to restaurants and other stuff like that? You should come out and enjoy the party.
Yeah, that's my
little people watching. Oh. I mean, this is one of the best places in the city to be.
Lots of people watching. That's my impression is that patio. How many seats does Capital Grille usually have on the patio? Do you guys have a patio there?
I don't even have a patio.
Oh my goodness!
This is spoiling us. I love this.
Well, kind of special then. Now, do you work ahead? Do you have any idea what you're going to be featuring on the menu?
I'm actually offering my full menu outside. I feel as if to limit any dining experience whatsoever of what my restaurant can do is a mistake. So we try and do absolutely everything that we do on an everyday basis for our guests and anybody that wants to join us inside, outside. It should all be the same.
Capital Grille executive chef Larry Bergstein is with us. Kind of wondering about your kitchen because you're a celebrity now. Chefs are celebrities. You guys have TV shows and, publicity agents. Does your staff call you Chef Larry?
My staff does call me Chef Larry.
are there any other similarities to the kitchen activity? Different kitchens have different temperaments, I guess, different personalities. Describe yours.
I guess ours you would look at, and this is a very professionally run kitchen where you're hearing yes chef, no chef, 1 minute, 2 minute on a regular basis, table numbers being called, and it's an open kitchen, so it's exciting to watch because we're working with the best food that you could bring into the United States, if not into the country itself. When you look at, we have a dry age room, we cut our steaks every single day. I have seafood that is flown in from Boston, from Alaska, and this is a daily event and a daily occurrence where I get to get the highest quality products everywhere and serve it on a regular basis. And whatever my guests are going to want, I'm going to provide for them as long as I can obtain the products to do that. And, you know, combined with that and then the service that we have in the restaurant,
yeah.
I think it's unsurpassed.
Chef Larry Bergstein with the Capital Grille, and we're talking about dining al fresco on Larimer Square that Saturday night. But the open kitchen, that's a philosophy, isn't it? And it kind of changed a few years ago where you kind of wanted to put your show out there for everybody to see.
Well, I think that over the years, kitchens were hidden, and people were always wondering, how do you make these things? And the honest truth is we're using ingredients that sometimes you see in the supermarkets at the same time that can be done at home. And by having the open kitchen, people get to experience what that looks like. They also get to experience that life that a kitchen breathes on a daily basis when it becomes so chaotic, but yet the food comes out so perfectly. And how is that done? And it is a challenge every single day, but it's a challenge that we live for.
My co-host this morning is Mike Wolfson. Mike?
So I was looking at the website there, and private dining, it looks very romantic, as you mentioned earlier. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the private dining experience is?
Oh, absolutely. We have four private dining rooms, ranging from a smaller room that can fit up to 10 people, and then a larger room that goes up to 30 people. So with the four private dining rooms, when we look at having say smaller parties, graduations, business meetings that have to have private information that they're teaching others about, we'll provide everything. We do anything from three-course meal to a five-course meal or more, depending upon what the guests want. And you get that professional service that we provide so that we can do a silent service, or if it's a full wine dinner like we had just done last week with the Wagner Winery, I got to say that really it's anything that we want to do with that room or the guest wants to do with that room, and yeah, we're there to provide and be servants to them.
And speaking of wine, it looks like you have quite a selection of wines.
Yeah, we have an award-winning wine list. Currently, I believe we're about 400 bottles plus on the wine list.
Too much. Too many. 400, that's too much.
Okay, keep you busy if you think about it. A bottle of wine each day, and you can cover most of the list, and it's not so bad.
That'd be an interesting year.
Oh, well, man. I mean, every now and then, you got to spoil yourself.
Chef Larry Bergstein with the Capitol Grill. Dining al fresco on Larimer Square is Saturday night. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
That's all you can say after that. Boy, he said it all. And I like the energy in kitchens where there's a lot of checking and recheck. It's kind of like aviation, you know, altitude, 10-5, altitude 10-5, and you repeat everything back. And that's what you want, man. You're making people food.
And it's busy, and hey, watch out for all those knives.
Yeah, respect the chef.
Absolutely.
I respect the people that make my food.
Well, it depends on how good the food is, right?
I respect them going in, and I usually have a very good experience.